Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Abwarten is to wait and see or to await something. Abwarten. How would you say I await? Ich warte ab. So you see, it's a separable verb. Ich warte ab. Ab is separated and kicked to the end, the prefix ab. Ich warte ab. How would you say, what do you await? Was wartest du ab? How would you say, I await the result? Ich warte das Ergebnis ab. How would you say, I await the letter? Ich warte den Brief ab. You see, den Brief. Abwarten is an accusative verb. It triggers accusative articles and endings. Der Brief becomes den in accusative. The accusative masculine article is den, the only one that is different. Den. Ich warte den Brief ab. I await the letter. How would you say I await the day? Ich warte den Tag ab. How would you say I await the email? Ich warte die E-Mail ab. How would you say, I await today's E-Mail? Ich warte die heutige E-Mail ab. Die heutige E-Mail, today's E-Mail. How would you say, I await today's result? Ich warte das heutige Ergebnis ab. You see, das heutige Ergebnis, today's result. How would you say, I await today's day? Ich warte den heutigen Tag ab. You see, here twice, the EN. Ich warte den heutigen Tag ab. How would you say, I can't await? Ich kann nicht abwarten. I can't await. I cannot await. Ich kann, I can. Ich kann nicht abwarten. How would you say, I can't await the result? Ich kann das Ergebnis nicht abwarten. You see, abwarten, the second verb here. Ich kann is the first verb. We have here two verbs. The second one, abwarten, now in the infinitive form, is kicked to the very end. When we have two verbs or two parts of verbs in German, the second one is always kicked to the very end. Ich kann das Ergebnis nicht abwarten. I can't await the result. How would you say I can't await the email? Ich kann die E-Mail nicht abwarten. How would you say I can't await the day? Ich kann den Tag nicht abwarten. How would you say I can't await the letter? Ich kann den Brief nicht abwarten. How would you say I can't wait to get the result? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, das Ergebnis zu bekommen. You see, Ich kann es nicht abwarten. I can't await it. So in German we don't say I can't wait to get. We say I can't await it. Ich kann es nicht abwarten. Ich kann es nicht abwarten. I can't await it. I can't wait, actually. Ich kann es nicht abwarten. We need to say es to point to what you can't await. Ich kann es nicht abwarten. Now you say what you can't await. Ich kann es nicht abwarten, das Ergebnis zu bekommen. To get the result. But in German, to get is kicked to the end. The result to get. Das Ergebnis zu bekommen. To get. Zu bekommen. Don't mix this up with to become. To become in German is werden. It's a common false friend. Zu bekommen, to get. Bekommen in German is to get. Ich kann es nicht abwarten, das Ergebnis zu bekommen. How would you say, I can't wait to get the email? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, die E-Mail zu bekommen. How would you say, I can't wait to get the letter? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, den Brief zu bekommen. How would you say, I can't wait to see you? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, dich zu sehen. How would you say, I can't wait to meet you? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, dich zu treffen. How would you say, I can't wait to see Peter? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, Peter zu sehen. How would you say, I can't wait to see Anna? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, Anna zu sehen. How would you say, I can't wait to see Peter in Basel? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, Peter in Basel zu sehen. You see, zu sehen is kicked to the very end. Ich kann es nicht abwarten, Peter in Basel zu sehen. How would you say, I can't wait to see Anna in Zürich? Ich kann es nicht abwarten, Anna in Zürich zu sehen. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb übernachten, to stay overnight. Übernachten, to stay overnight. Like to stay in a hotel overnight. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.